You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Donovan McNabb's call-in brought to you by United Tire. Now is the time to make the right choice about who services your car. United Tire and Service. Go to unitedtire.com. Don't drive alone. Drive United. Not only is Donovan McNabb one of the greatest athletes in Philadelphia history, not only is the official quarterback of the WIP Afternoon Show, but now the official prognosticator, as we have seen the under center play action come to light. Joining us now, Donovan McNabb. Thank you for joining us once again, Donovan.
The Nostradamus has spoken.
Yeah.
I tried to tell you, but nobody really wanted to listen. It takes time, and nor are we there where we need to be. It was just a game. They played well. Obviously, people want to focus on the fact that, you know, A.J. Brown had 4 catches, 400-some yards. That's fine. It's still not where it needs to be, but it's a great sign.
Hell, we're not focusing on A.J. We're focusing on number one, on under center.
I don't know why you're focusing on number one. I mean, the whole thing
great.
Is you knew what number one can give you.
Okay.
The whole thing is, again.
Talk that talk.
I'm tired of everybody always focusing on the easy one to throw darts at. I mean, if you look at him statistically, he's putting up decent numbers and he's accurate and doing what he's supposed to do. It's about the play calling. I've seen a more aggressive attack by our play caller and being able to put guys in position. I told you, our best route runner is Devontae, which Devontae to me is our number one receiver. But we put everybody else in better positions so that we can push it downfield. I would love to see us be able to run the football more and also run the screen game with Saquon. I think that's the strength of his that people are overlooking. But I was pleased by what I seen with the ballot. I was pleased by what I seen by our quarterback having an opportunity just to relax and just play football. And I seen explosive plays. It's a great start.
So let's start with the passing game, because from a passing standpoint, it was definitely one of Jalen's better games in his career. What did you see from him that he did particularly well yesterday that allowed them to be more effective passing the ball than they've been all year?
Well, I mean, you can't get too much better by having a perfect passing rating. So I was
sure.
Hold on. What you know about having a perfect passer rating? Oh, my bad. You did that, too. My bad.
A lot of things that people overlook, right? People overlook it a little bit. You know, the man had a perfect passing rate, so you might as well say that was his best performance of his career. But I seen him being efficient. I seen him going through his reads. I seen him realizing he had much more time than expected. That's why he sent A.J. Brown down to take it deep, which led to a touchdown. I seen him balance in the pocket. Now, was the timing crisp? No, it wasn't, but it was better. And it also it gave it gave pause to calls a little bit for their defensive coordinator, which he has been doing a great job over there in Minnesota. So to be able to attack him and Brian Flores and also show him different things that I think he was questioning, it says a lot about our offense and the potential of what we can do.
So you mentioned the running game. Now, they ran it, but they still weren't running it particularly well, I think. So is that when you're watching their lack of success running the game, is that we saw some changes schematically in the passing game yesterday. Are there things that you're seeing in what they're doing schematically in the run game that can help them?
I'm seeing that we're missing blocks.
Yes.
I'm seeing that our offensive line is not as aggressive and being on point with putting a body on a body. And so that's it's not Saquon losing a step or anything like that. It's just not the same. And so we can make any excuse when it comes to the run game. At the end of the day, we got to establish the line of scrimmage with the offensive line and get pushed in order to open up running lanes for our running back.
Yeah, I just wonder if it's going to get better. Because that's part of it, Five, is, you know, you actually have to have the ability to be a consistently good blocker. I know these guys are out there giving it their best, but I'm just wondering if a guy like Tyler Steen, and then you got some of our starters that are banged up, so you got guys going in there to play in their place, if they're good enough this year. Now, I guess they can get better, but I just wonder how much better are they going to get in order to get the running game going.
I mean, it's the same scheme as it was last year.
I agree.
You know what I mean? And we can say that, you know, teams are trying to defend the run to force Jalen to throw the ball. That's what most defensive coordinators do. But at some point, it becomes an attitude. Running game is the attitude. And that's from the five guys up front. There's a mentality of knowing your keys and knowing your reads and who are you supposed to climb up to if you're coming up on a shade or you're blocking the three techniques of the linebacker or you're pulling off to get to the number four defender, whatever it may be. It's not that Stoutland don't know how to coach the run game this year. It's not that our play caller hasn't been here to be able to call runs that we ran last year. It's the attitude up front. I mean, let's call it how we see it, Ike, really, for real. I mean, it's just like what we questioned about the passing game. It's somewhat of the same combinations and same reads that he had last year. It's just when they call the plays. And so now with the run game, when you call the run play, you got to block up who you got to block up.
Yeah, and you got to do it well. I agree.
Yeah.
Donovan, we actually saw a lot from Jalen, specifically in the first game, but at the beginning of the year and throughout his career, is the ability to keep the defense off balance by running the ball. He hasn't really done it at all over the last three or four games. Is that something you're seeing schematically that they're preventing him from doing? Is he injured? Like, is it a decision? When you're watching them play, are there opportunities you see for him to run and he's not doing it? Or why do you think he hasn't been as effective or even choosing to run the ball the way that he did at the beginning of the season?
Same question that I got asked in my, fourth or fifth year in the league. You're developing as a passer, and there's no reason to take off and run when you have blocking. You know, when you have the timing and being able to go through your reads and hit your check down, that's what a pocket passer does. Now, yeah, when you get some pressure and you got to move, he uses his legs the right way. But he's just not going to sit back and drop back and then take off. He's going through his reads, knowing he has time and being able to deliver the football. I mean, you got to give credit when credit is due. And I think a lot of times when you have mobile quarterbacks, fans just get so used to you running the football. The first thing they say is, I wish he would just sit in the pocket and just throw. Now, all of a sudden, he's sitting in the pocket. The question comes up, well, when is he going to run? He just doesn't run anymore. It's being able to develop in an offense and be able to sit in the pocket knowing you have time and go through your reads correctly and get the ball to the open guy. Sometimes it may end up being an 8-yard completion to Dallas Goedert or possibly to Saquon. It might be a shot play like they had with AJ when he has time, send him downfield. It could be the deep ball that we connected on to Devontae. Now, that took some time. That wasn't something that was just five-step balls gone. He may have hitched two or three times to get it out there to Devontae.
But you would say, forgetting about running when there is pressure, you would say, though, that in the NFL, at least now, a lot of the top quarterbacks do run more often from as a part of the offense. And when you do it, you do give the defense something else to think about. So
correct. Like,
even if he is a better pocket passer, which we all wanted to see, his ability to run is an advantage if they do it. So I guess the question is more, why is that not there? Is it a decision, or is the defense limiting him?
Well, I mean, they do run read options. And so when you run the read option, you read your keys. If it's number four at the end of the line, it could be number six, whatever it may be. Yet the read option with him and Saquon is still available. So he's going to run the football. But in the passing game, that's a lot different. Now, I mean, nobody says Matthew Stafford is a scrambling quarterback. He'll sit in the pocket, but he'll take off and go, which it may look bad. But he still takes off and go if say, we can't block number four. Or somebody peels off of a blocker, whatever it may be. You utilize your athletic ability and your ability and awareness to be able to pick up as many yards as you can to keep the chains moving. I think the whole thing for Jalen at this particular point, he's understanding the concepts and what he's seeing. He's recognizing the front end coverage, know when he's protected or when he's not protected. And you may not see him run as much. But believe me, when the time comes, he'll tuck it away and run.
Listen, he played a perfect game yesterday.
Absolutely.
Only the third time in franchise history, I believe, it was a perfect game. He joined yourself and Nick Foles. Nick Foles, I think it was the 7-touchdown game that he had a perfect quarterback rating. I was joking with you earlier. Do you remember which game it was that you had the perfect quarterback rating in? What game was that?
Absolutely not. You know, I got on fan pitches.
Hey, I couldn't even say
it. I thought you was joking at first.
No,
like,
you did
it.
Man,
so it was
07.
Yeah, it was September 23rd, 07, and you did have a nearly perfect game on October 11th, 09, where your quarterback rating was 157.2.
You did it in the Delaware-looking jerseys.
Oh, was it the Detroit game?
The Kevin Curtis game.
Yeah,
the
throwback jerseys, yeah.
Yeah.
The worst uniforms in franchise history.
We love
them. Yeah, the worst uniforms in franchise history, for sure.
We didn't get a chance to wear Kelly Green. At least I didn't.
No, I know. And I didn't even get a chance to wear that one, the yellow and blue ones. I missed that one.
Yeah, the Rams jerseys.
Yeah, you was in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, well, I just retired. I retired that year. Yeah, yeah. Missed out on the 75th anniversary team. Yeah, but I ain't bitter.
No, not at all.
Yeah.
2033 is not that far away.
I missed out on the 75th anniversary team, but I ain't bitter.
Well, a certain movie came out right around that time.
We still got love, baby. We still got love.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah.
I had to go up the road to Washington. They got me out of there, so, you know, that's a whole different story.
Donovan, it was a tough game to figure for the defense. Now they were tight in the red zone. Only gave up a bunch of field goals, but gave up a lot of yards. What did you see from the defense yesterday?
I'm a little worried, to be honest with you. You know, I know Jalen Carter was back, and we can look at it in a sense that they gave up a lot of yards, but it's hot and it's the plays and how it happened. You know, we play against maybe a Rams team, and all of a sudden that's a different outcome. We play against teams that can move the ball and push it downfield with completions, you know, because really, to be honest, I mean, Carson missed a few guys that were open. And so I know we got some injuries in our secondary. I know it was a lot of mistakes, and I can kind of speak to that at the defense.
Yeah.
But just from watching it, there were just entirely too many mistakes. And just miss keys and miss reads on the defensive side that it could have been more explosive plays. But, you know, hey, it's a bend but don't break kind of a defense, and I've always kind of thought that Vic Fangio's defense was more of that because it's not so much about pressure and playing man. He's a zone coverage kind of a coach, and it's kind of keep everything in front of you mentality, to me, if you ask me.
So, Donovan, we've had a lot of, you know, this conversation's been very friendly, but at this point we have to ask you something difficult, because I don't think of Donovan McNabb, you know, hot take artist or whatever, but when I saw you with Kay Adams last week saying that you thought Dak Prescott is the league MVP, what are we talking about?
Yeah.
He's playing well, but they're 3-3.
Okay.
And how is he the league MVP over Baker? Yeah.
Let me ask you this. We going by the wins? Are we going by the team that's winning the most? Or are we going by the one who's playing the best?
Who's playing better and winning more than Baker Mayfield at this point?
Okay, are we going by who had to bring them back at the end to win? Because I said Baker Mayfield was number two to me.
I know, number two, though.
Dak Prescott against the Commanders? Did you see Dak Prescott against the Commanders?
I did. He's playing great.
Okay.
He's playing great, but the MVP can't be on a 500 team.
Did you know that he hasn't had the same offensive line almost since every game the combination in every game pretty much?
That's okay. Baker's been without his best receiver all year.
Yeah, but we can also say Azabuka is pretty good.
But they did it without him too. Come on, man. Dak, they were 2-3 when you said it.
I understand you got your Philly underwear on. And
he's got his Tampa Bay underwear.
Yeah, I got my Baker underwear
on. But also, too, who I'm added into that, I added Sam Darnold and added Daniel Jones, mentioned him, and Jonathan Taylor. And then I said a dark horse right now that needs some love is Drake May. And so
I think when you look at,
and to be honest with you, nobody cares about midseason grades. Everybody just focuses on at the end of the semester what that looks like. So, I mean, I just felt like Dak Prescott, a guy that everybody seems to want to talk bad about because they are the Cowboys, needs a little bit of love and attention because he has been playing great.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Ooh, man, that's a win.
Still can't be 2-3 winning MVP. All right, Donovan. Appreciate you as always. Big game against the Giants on Sunday going into the bye. And an opportunity to get a little revenge going to the bye 6-2. So we look forward to talking to you next week at the same time. Thanks as always, Donovan.
That's my quarterback.
Yes, sir.
All right, Donovan. So I just got a note from Jocelyn.
Uh-oh.
Now, Ike, this is a very important note that she gave it to me, but it's really about you.
Okay.
Bam from Upper Darby wants to buy you a stateside for your birthday.
Okay.
All right. Will you take it?
Of course.
All right. Okay.
Kidding me.
All right.
Well, is he here?
I don't know. Is Bam here? He is not.
Yeah, I couldn't see him.
Wow. Jack, enough.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't have to do that every time.
Such an idiot.
Yeah, I know. Just unreal. Seriously, Jack. Well, thank you, Bam, from Upper Darby.
Oh, of course. Do I need it? Yeah.
Team guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. When do I need it? Do I need it after the show?
I don't know. I'm not your boss. Do whatever you want.
You got a shotgun one right now.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's is celebrating their 44th anniversary with an up to 70% sale on diamond jewelry and more, now through Saturday, in-store only. Who is the second best team in the NFC East is the Twitter poll question. Do you have a thing we have to do in the middle?
Yep.
Oh, my bad. We'll get to that in a second. Go ahead.
Hey, let's talk about my friends at Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are celebrating their 44th anniversary with a once-in-a-lifetime sale. Get a head start on holiday shopping with this one-time sale. Shop diamond jewelry, engagement rings, bracelets, earrings, and more, all at 30 to 70% off. That's right. I said 30 to 70% off. This sale is an in-store only at Mark's Jewelers locations in Montgomeryville, PA, and Mount Laurel, New Jersey. So hurry over now through Saturday. That's this Saturday for this amazing sale. And tell them Ike Reese sent you.
All right. Sorry. That was on me. I got a little distracted by Donovan saying that Baker's not the MVP right now. The Twitter question, I mean, it's Baker right now. They don't award it right now. It's not Dak. Especially when they're 2-3-1, buddy. I know they're 3-3 now.
Donovan did say, is it about quarterback wins or he's playing the position the best? And I thought that was an interesting quote as well.
It is an interesting statement. Yeah. So the question, who is the second best team in the NFC East? Ike, what is your position and what do you think the poll says?
Should say the Cowboys.
It does.
I'm going Cowboys.
Yeah, 74% the Cowboys.
Dude, let me tell you.
Yeah.
The next time we play them, if this defense still playing like this.
Oh, we're going to give up 50 points.
Oh, we get 40 easily.
Yeah. Yeah.
Easily.
Yeah.
Are the Commanders the worst team in the division?
No, the Giants are.
Yeah, the Giants still probably are.
The Giants still look.
They're tough, though.
They're scrappy right now.
They're scrappy.
Yeah. They got a little newfound energy, but that's going to wear off after Sunday.
Yep.
When we put boots to asses.
And I still think.
We'll see.
I still think Dart's going to get hurt at some point. The kid gets ragdolled 5 times a game. The Giants, have a little jolt now. I don't think I think it's definitely the Cowboys at this point. That offense is humming at
the defense still stinks, but
yes. But
that offense. Now they got CeeDee Lamb back. Are you kidding, dude? CeeDee Lamb and George Pickens. You see both of those dudes out there yesterday?
Yeah, that's and 44 points.
I mean,
they should trade for an edge. They should. They should go. I mean, they could do something this year.
What if they trade for Trey Hendrickson? Well, no, the Bengals aren't trading him, I don't think, at this
point. No, I think the Bengals may still be in it.
Yeah, they are. The 3-4, game and a half.
Hey, man, you don't do anything. Hey, man, you're still in it.
I'm sounds so excited.
Well, you know, that Bengals-Eagles Super Bowl.
Yeah, one day.
It happened 1 year.
One day. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Going to be honest, actually expected a lot more hate from the Jalen derangement syndrome.
The lines are open.
Yeah, yeah. Nothing toward me.
Even, Spike, we won't even push back.
Well, that's a lie. If they go too far.
I was going to say.
Just letting them in.
Yeah.
Did I make the mistake of complimenting him too much at the beginning of the show?
Yeah, I think you disarmed everybody.
I didn't mean to do that.
No,
I was just being honest. I call him like I see him.
Yeah, you're being honest. And he played a great game yesterday. And if you're not coming on minimizing how he played.
No.
Or what have you, then the pro Jalen people aren't going to be upset with you.
Yeah.
They're still watching you.
Oh, they have an eye on it. I understand. Spotlight's there. He played great yesterday.
He played great yesterday. You got to keep doing it.
215-592-9494. We will hear next what Jalen had to say after the game. Apparently, what's that?
His last, you know, he's climbing the charts.
In what chart?
All those passing rankings and all that.
Well, oh, yeah, we'll see.
Now. He's closer to 10 now than 15 and 20.
I thought we're not talking about the quarterback
rankings. No, I'm just saying.
We made a show decision.
Not rankings. I'm just saying, like, where he ranks at with the passing yards per game, QBR, all that type of stuff. He's moving up the chart a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, I'm looking at those passing yards per game. Up to 214.
Wow. Oh, and what you wanted 2.25.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wanted 2.25.
We're heading that way.
Yeah. Don't jinx it.
I'm not. I just wanted to make sure it's over 200 now.
Don't you? Well, that's big. Yes. Now, two of them came in the last 2 weeks, even before this, were 280 and something like that, right?
Yep.
All right. And we will hear what Jalen had to say.
Makes
coming
up for
next.
Those 99-yard days.
Yes. 215. Look, as long as they win, but that's all I care about. 215-592-9494. We're Chickie's Pete's in South Philly. Catch all the Eagles action at the official sports bar of your Philadelphia Eagles. That is Chickie's and Pete's. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's and Pete's in South Philly on Packer Avenue. Coming up tonight at 6. The Jordan Mailata Show, as it is every Monday. The Jordan Mailata, Elliot Shore Parks, and myself. And then the Players Lounge with Ike Reese, Hugh Douglas, who is already here. That's how excited he is for the Players Lounge.
He can't wait.
Elliot Shore Parks, and this week's guest is Landon Dickerson. Before we get into what Jalen said after the game, Ike,
yes.
Not a banner day for the defense yesterday, but you had to be proud seeing 5'8".
Oh, man.
Get that interception, running into the end zone. Former safety there, Jalix Hunt.
Yeah.
Probably pretty decent ball skills, better than a normal edge.
Yeah.
Had to be excited seeing that play
man.
From him.
And then he dropped one last week.
He did drop one last week.
So
I'm used
back.
To 50H dropping or something.
No, man. Yeah. Listen, especially against Minnesota, we catch them.
That's right.
Balls against Minnesota,
that's
man.
Right.
You kidding me? So, yeah, no, that was awesome. That was awesome to see Jalix Hunt make that play. He doesn't make it without Jalen Carter doing what he did.
Yep.
I mean, Carson took one right in the midsection.
Yeah.
I mean, to treat an Eagles legend like that by Jalen Carter was incredibly disappointing.
Stop it.
I felt bad for him.
And he already has a bad shoulder.
I know.
So
like,
you know that hurt.
That guy
oh, sure.
He landed on the line, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, you get out of the way. Yeah, nice catch by Jalen Carter. Good job. Now, he's not technically a linebacker, which actually makes it a little more impressive.
For Jalix?
Yeah, Hugh Douglas never had an interception.
Yeah, embarrassing.
I know he said he had one.
With the Eagles? Okay.
Did you have one in the Atlanta game? Okay.
Yeah,
how many yards you get on a return?
10.
There you go.
There you go. 215-592-9494. Tim in Glenside, you're on WIP. What's up, Tim?
What's up, guys? I'm here to bring the hate.
Oh, there you go.
Finally.
Yeah, finally.
It's time for Spike and Fritz to admit that Jalen is top five elite quarterback in the league.
No.
Perfect passer rating. He can do it when he has the blocking and the play calling. He can do it.
He's been the best.
And when the games are the brightest, the biggest games, he's played his butt off, right? And he wins. Does the Super Bowl. Tell me which one. Lamar Jackson win a Super Bowl. Josh Allen win a Super Bowl. Baker Mayfield win a Super Bowl. Tell me which one.
Tim.
Let Tim cook.
Tim, can I? And I knew somebody would do this right away. So if
they couldn't
he,
wait, they were waiting.
If he played one great game, that makes him elite. So if he plays one bad game, does that?
Come on, man.
Well, he's played one great game this year.
What, this year?
Okay. Well, there's been seven games.
Lots of great games.
There's been seven games. Let me ask you this, Tim. Tim, he plays one great game, so he's elite. So if he plays one horrible game, does that make him bad?
No, he's had bad games, right? But when he has bad games, look at the O-line. But if you look at the first...
No, you can't do that.
The O-line wasn't even that good yesterday.
Cam Jurgens is still in, and they're running the ball. They run 8 yards the first play, 5 yards on the next play, right? Cam Jurgens is sliding off blocks, hitting the linebacker, and the running game is working. When Cam Jurgens goes out... Boom, the running game stops working, right?
Well, Cam Jurgens has played every game this year. He's played every game this year, Tim, and they haven't been able to run the ball. Every game, every single game he's played.
So here's
the problem, Tim. You can't just say that every time he plays well, it is because of him, and every time he plays bad, it is because of everybody else. That's the problem. You can't just say it's the offense. If he's elite, like you're saying, then it can't just be that everybody else plays bad, so he doesn't get blamed for playing bad. But when he plays well, it means everybody else did their job. Like, you can't really believe that deep down in your soul.
It's not what I believe. It's what my eyes tell me, right? My eyes tell me that guy is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and the resume speaks to it, right? Baker Mayfield, Josh Allen, none of these guys have the resume. He's been at two Super Bowls. He won one of them. Perfect passer rating when people are doing their job. He's one of the best.
When people are doing their job. They couldn't run the ball yesterday. Hold on. They couldn't run the ball yesterday. So how is anybody doing their job yesterday?
When they were doing their job, they did run the ball. That first drive.
No, the point is, I think, I don't even think you're giving enough credit, Tim, to be honest with you. I think you are not giving Jalen enough credit. The point was yesterday, the running game was not doing their job. The point was is that yesterday he rose above the fact that the running game wasn't doing their job and carried them. And that's what elite players do. But you can't I reject the whole thing that when he doesn't play well, it is simply because everybody else just isn't doing their job. He's had games where he hasn't played well. You can't have no passing yards and a half.
Tell me about the resume that Josh Allen
has. Let's just talk about this year. I'm not talking about the resume. I'm talking about this year. I'm just not talking about the resume. I'm talking about this year. This year he has played uneven. This year he has played uneven.
No doubt. Uneven. Okay. But when he is good, he's the best. Perfect passer. You got to give it to him.
I did give it to him. But I thank you for the call, Glenn. Some much needed hate. But I reject the fact that it is when he's not playing well, it's just simply because the line isn't blocking and they're not running the ball. I mean,
made yesterday special was they didn't have a great offensive line performance and they couldn't run the ball and the defense wasn't great.
And he played great.
Yeah.
And he played great.
He put the cape on yesterday.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yeah, listen, to me the cape would have been in the first game. He did all the running around and
against Dallas. Yes. He was good against
that
Dallas.
That was more of because he didn't throw the ball very well that game. He didn't throw the ball anywhere that game. So he had to run. Did he run for two touchdowns in that game? I think he did run for two.
He certainly ran more that game than he's run any game this season.
Yeah. And listen, I think it's you let people – to the victor goes the spoils.
For
sure.
Yes.
Right? So
absolutely.
The Jalen people, you know, and I'm one of them.
Yes.
You've been wanting to see a game like yesterday.
That was awesome.
Primarily because we know he has the ability to do it. But even I would say, as a pro Jalen guy, I want to see more of that. Now, I don't need to see a 79-yard touchdown pass every week. But the idea of throwing the ball down the field, being accurate, making the right reads – that's what he's capable of doing. That's what I want to see him do. The Giants game where he goes to the wrong guy against the blitz when clearly A.J. had one-on-one over the middle of the field. I don't know why you aren't looking for A.J. as a number one guy anyway, right? Why is Jahan Dotson where you want to go with the football?
Well, and on the blitz, that's where somebody's going to be open.
Right over the middle. It's a zero blitz, and then you can't miss the Devontae throw.
Sure, yeah.
you can't have those.
I just thought you mentioned it earlier. Of all the passes yesterday, it was the third down pass to A.J. Mm-hmm. on the sideline was a pass that I actually was surprised that he was able – to make. I mean he gunned it in there. He was on the run. AJ was right on the sideline. That was a high level throw that he made on that
and
play.
AJ plucked that thing out the air.
He did.
Man. Yeah, those guys are pretty good.
That's strong hands.
Absolutely. So
he didn't even bobble that thing.
So two pieces of Jalen Hurts audio right here. The first one, so they're all coming, you know, off the field in the tunnel. And Howie Roseman is standing there sort of welcoming all of them. And Jalen Hurts yells this as he passes him. Well, that was as bad as I thought it was going to be. I couldn't hear one thing. I couldn't have predicted that better. I decided to do it anyway. That was on me. He basically yells, "We're not effing losers anymore."
Yeah.
And then he was asked about it afterwards, and here's what he had to say.
I know there's a clip where, to confirm, I said that we're not losers anymore. Because that's, coming off the field, because that's all I could think about. That's all I could think about throughout these last 2 weeks. You know, having opportunities to finish the game, to finish the fourth quarter. I really think this is the first time we've finished the fourth quarter and finished in the second half. And so those things come up, and that's important in this game. And so I think definitely there was some fire there. But within that fire, you have to be the calm and, you know, focus on executing your job. And that's all I was reiterating to the guys out there.
I think
that last part didn't even connect.
No. But I think his point about finishing the game, there have been some wins where we have hung on for dear life. That isn't what happened yesterday. Yep. Instead of hanging on for dear life and hoping they miss a field goal or hoping the defense makes a play, we didn't have to do that yesterday because they finished it at the end of the game. That pass to A.J. Brown that on the third and nine, that finished the game. And they didn't have to rely on a Jalen Carter sack or whatever the hell would happen once the Vikings got the ball. The offense finished the game yesterday.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about. He's talking about the offense going out there and putting the nail in the coffin.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Yep.
On the Vikings. And he's talking about playing two halves of football. Again, there's always going to be things that they need to improve upon and get better at. It wasn't a flawless game, but the idea that at least they were able to come out and make big plays late in that fourth quarter that needed to be made. The third quarter touchdown to Devontae, that play needed to happen. That explosive play needed to happen, and the game still wasn't over. It's a 21-16 game. The game is still there. Like, they scored, and then we went down there and gave up a touchdown.
Yep.
And so now it's 21-16. It's still a game in the fourth quarter. And that touchdown to A.J. was a professional quarterback throw.
Yes.
That skinny post up the rail with Devontae trying to clear out for him. And that's Jalen throwing with anticipation and saying, I'm going to give my guy a chance. Because, I mean, A.J.'s covered there a little bit. It's not like he's wide open. Right, you got to make a good throw there, and that's what Jalen did. He made a good throw there. It's a great catch by AJ.
When you're talking about high level elite quarterbacking, that is the throw you have to make.
Yeah.
That's the throw you have to make.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Get to the calls right after. Whoa, go ahead. Oh, yeah. Eichel, and Ike has something. He put his finger up right after.
Thought popped in my head.
Yep. Remember it.
2 o'clock hour.
Yep.
No, it's something that has to do with now.
Okay.
Go ahead before I forget.
All right, hold on. We got to run. No, I'm just kidding. So, listen, yesterday, a perfect performance by old QB1.
Yep.
But a place that gives you the old way. They're passer ratings, always 100, 58.3?
Yes.
Yeah, never a doubt.
National Appliance Warehouse.
That's National Appliance Warehouse. And why are they always perfect? Well, one.
Jack, tell them about the price.
Listen, you're going to get the best price at National Appliance Warehouse. Tax-free Delaware helps. They always have great.
Say it for the people in the back, Jack.
Great savings events going on. And Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse. I didn't see price, updates price tags all throughout the store.
Jack, I think you undersell it. The price is actually update in the store. While you're there to make sure you're getting the best price. Yeah. I've never even heard of something like
that. It's unbelievable. So that makes it perfect. Another thing that makes it perfect, you get the right appliance.
Louder for the people in the back, Jack.
Over 100 brands.
Yep.
Sub-Zero.
Wolf Cove, all the way down to the budget stuff.
Almost blanked, but we locked back in.
Yep.
So you're going to get the right appliance, over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom. But the last thing that makes it perfect is the experience. You walk in there, they treat you like family, Spike, but the good part of the family. And you know that National Appliance Warehouse is one of the fastest growing retailers in the Delaware Valley. If you want to join their team, their difference making culture, you got to email scott@nawde.com. That is scott@nawde.com. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or stop by their Wilmington or Middletown showroom in tax-free Delaware. And as always, tell them Fritz sent you.
Louder for the people in the back, Jack.
What was your point?
Do you remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I remember.
Awesome.
No, I was saying with Jalen, I want him to remember that feeling that he had yesterday throwing the ball and play with that confidence and that swagger of throwing the football. Like, that's what his teammates need. That's what they're asking for. You see the reaction they had to some of those touchdown throws?
Yeah.
Where the offensive linemen go right up to him, and I don't know what they're saying to him, but I guarantee you it's something to the effect of, that's what I'm talking about. You're a beast. You're a dog. This is what – like that's what they need because the run game isn't there. And it may get a little bit better. I don't know how much better it's going to be. So until I see that, fortunately, we have this ability with our passing game and our passing weapons that you can lean on that. Like, we can lean on that. But he has to play at that level. 23 throws, good throws. That wasn't 30 or 40 passing attempts yesterday. That was 23 throws.
Yep, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned the running game. One of the best little moments I thought yesterday when he hit the Devontae throw, there's an angle where you can see Saquon Barkley already celebrating.
What you're talking about.
And here's a guy who is having, let it be clear,
the worst year.
Injuries aside, the worst year of his career so far.
Yep.
The worst year of his career. He's out there celebrating the quarterback throwing a bomb to Devontae Smith. That is why I think he is so respected within the locker room.
Yep.
And I think it's why he's become a leader so quick. He truly, not that I don't think Jalen just wants to, Saquon Barkley just wants to win games. Yep. I'm sure he wants to be playing better.
Team guy.
But he is a team guy. Yep.
Listen, that guy stood up. He stood up for Daniel Jones, but nobody in the world would.
Yep.
So that guy's a team guy. And there are a lot of running backs around the league with the ability. Nah, I shouldn't say there's a lot of running backs around the league with the ability to Saquon. What I'm saying is if they had that ability and weren't having that success, you would see them outwardly complaining. You know, you would see their body language being different. You would see them outwardly frustrated, sometimes even barking at their offensive linemen, wondering why they can't get holes opened up for them. You may hear some undertones or some undermining of the offensive line in post-game press conferences because those guys usually are – they want the message to be known that it's not me. You know, it's not me.
There's no holes. There's no holes.
Yeah. And so Saquon isn't that type of player. He isn't that type of teammate. I love the fact that he cheers on his own guys. And even more so, I love the fact that he doesn't let his leadership – and his the way he goes about leading be dictated by his production on the field.
Yep.
He's being a leader at all times. Good times, rough times for him, tough times for him. He's been the consummate teammate all the time.
After every game, I do not see him ever with a, oh no, I didn't get my yards.
Nope.
Not one time. I don't even hear it in his voice, in his presentation. And you said another – Daniel Jones is a legitimate MVP candidate.
Oh, yeah.
It's why he had another great game yesterday.
Man.
He beat Jack's guy. Beat the hell out of Jack's guy.
Those Colts, man.
Yep.
At least they're in the AFC.
Yeah.
Only way we see them is in the Super Bowl. The Nick Sirianni Bowl?
Wow.
Eagles versus Colts?
Wow, the Sirianni Bowl.
Shane Steichen returns? Oh.
Hurts versus Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Basically the same player?
It's basically the same player. Too much. Someone said that.
Too much.
No, Herbert's dead to me. He cost me a $400 parlay yesterday. One leg away, Spike. He couldn't throw to Ladd McConkey one time.
Oh, well, McConkey's production's gone down pretty significant. Look,
unbelievable.
Because Keenan Allen's back.
Yeah, that guy might be a loser.
He might be.
You're a guy.
Well, listen, I told everyone he's a Stafford of the 2030s. He'll get to a great team, and he'll be great.
Once he leaves the Chargers.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Jared in Allentown, you're on WIP. What's up, Jared?
How's it going, guys?
What's up, Jared?
What's up, Jared?
First, Jalen Hurts is better than Justin Herbert. Not even close.
I don't think so, but all right.
And also, can I get some Ike juice with those?
They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Wow.
Buzz
was on it. Did you warn Buzz you were going to go to Ike Juice?
Nah, you can always tell when a caller's about to go there.
Okay.
You got to have the ear.
But, I mean, I feel like Jalen Hurts is he's definitely back in action. And it's just weird how Jalen Hurts always gets so much criticism, but Saquon doesn't. I mean, we got to understand that the offensive line is the driving force of this team. So if the line's not doing well, things can go bad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much true.
Yeah, yeah. I don't think they were...
They're pass blocking, okay. It's the run blocking that's been the issue.
Yeah, which, you know, if you can give any motivation to the offense... I know offensive linemen do not like pass blocking as much as they like run blocking.
Right, they like run blocking more.
Guys, if you don't start blocking better and running...
We're going to throw it more.
Yeah, you're going to have to do a lot more pass blocking. I don't think they were bad pass blocking yesterday. I thought they were fine. No. He had plenty... They didn't blitz very much at all. They really were only sending four, and when they were sending four, it felt like they were doing a pretty good job.
Yeah, they used a little sim pressure to try to confuse. Yep. It didn't work. They were ready for it. The Eagles were ready for it yesterday.
So I have this fun proposal I want the three of you guys to do. So from 2000 and beyond, Eagles players only, you three have to draft players and basically – one player each, three wide receivers, and see who has the best all-time Eagle team, but 2000 and beyond, because no one cares about before that.
No one cares? Oh, that is
That was for Jack Fritz.
Okay, all right. Ooh. That might be a good bye week, good bye week thing, or a good off-season thing, drafting our all-time Eagles.
Well, we need it for the bye week since we're not getting one-on-one basketball.
Nah.
Yeah, yeah.
If ever.
Do we draft a special teams player as well?
I'm doing first and foremost. Yeah.
Two running backs. No,
I'm drafting myself as a linebacker.
Yeah, I was going to say. That was like, thank you for the call, Jared. That was like when I saw, you remember the great Leonard Weaver?
Yeah.
And there was I think it was an Eagles Radiothon item where you got to play Madden against Leonard Weaver. I think it was at the draft party, actually.
I think so. I think I remember that.
And the first thing Leonard Weaver did was put himself in as
the running back, starting tailback.
Yep, not the fullback.
Yep.
Yeah.
Same thing I did in Madden.
Weaver was one of the
best. You're going to the bench, Dahani.
Oh, really?
Whichever one that wasn't Los and Trot, the other one was going to the bench.
Weave was one of the greats, man.
Yeah,
I
we only
Leonard
got
Weaver.
Him for a short time.
With that horrible injury.
Man, that was a terrible injury.
Yeah, but he, from a, like as a guy, his disposition, he was always, he reminded me of BG as a, you know, he was always smiling, was always in a good mood, always had something good to say. And he loved being at Eagle, too, even though he was only here for a short time.
Yeah.
Defense overall yesterday, we talked about it. It was nice to see. It was maybe Jalen Carter heard Brian Baldinger rip him. Jalen Carter made a couple of plays.
Yeah.
Still nothing on the edge. And
you got Uche.
Uche had a sack. It was his first sack of the year.
Yeah.
Ojulari ended up getting hurt. He had a hamstring. And I didn't, you know, N'Kobe Dean made a couple of plays.
I
think he played 29 or 30 snaps, and they tried Jahad Campbell at edge. I'll have to go back and watch. I don't remember him doing anything. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And not nothing there.
I don't even know if they actually rushed him.
Okay. Maybe just setting an edge.
He was an edge defender a lot. Yeah, he was an edge defender a lot. And some of the plays, they ran away from him or what have you.
Yeah.
I just don't think it's something he's gotten comfortable with just yet. And it's clearly more of an emergency thing for them to do now.
Yeah.
It's actually good for N'Kobe.
Yeah, to get on the field.
Where we are personnel-wise, yeah. Because imagine if we actually had quality defensive end play there, then you wouldn't need Jahad Campbell up front.
It's a shame because I don't think there's – it doesn't seem like there's much of a chance N'Kobe's going to be on the team next year.
I don't know how you pay him.
Right. Now I don't know what he's going to get paid.
Yeah.
But if he does get on the field, if he plays anything like he did last year when he gets on the field, somebody's going to pay him something.
I do. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't even know their personnel out there, and I can tell you why I think N'Kobe's probably going. Arizona.
Really? Oh, because of Gannon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And N'Kobe played great last year. It was his second game
he's
back.
He's a Gannon pick, right?
Well, he was 20.
Yeah, N'Kobe's a Gannon pick.
22
was his first year, I believe.
Yeah, and N'Kobe, it was the second game back, but his first game really playing significant snaps, and he looked pretty good out there yesterday. He did.
Yep. Good player, man. I mean, a damn good player.
If he can stay healthy.
Yeah, if he can stay healthy, yeah.
Yeah. 215-592-9494. Oh, you're going to want to hear this coming up next.
Oh, who's getting game balls?
Game balls!
Because the top 5 of 5 is game balls, and I think I know who's getting the ring.
Oh, yeah, well, hell.
Yeah.
We'll
see. Knowing him, you never know.
Well, you do never know because he gave him a game ball when he played bad once. Just to be an ass. He did win. He did win. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.